You're listening to View from the Couch, a podcast about TV, movies, DVD, and just about anything from parents with children. And now, your hosts, Kent and Michelle.
Hello, and welcome to View from the Couch for Wednesday, January 12th.
You have your swishy blue Christmas vest on.
Right.
So
is
if anyone.
Swishing?
No, if anybody hears swishing sounds, it's Michelle's vest. There we
like
go.
Like that. Can you hear that? Is it driving you crazy yet?
A little. Little. Tinfoil. Tinfoil on braces. Wow, it's cold.
Oh,
see,
I know.
Are we going to talk about this again? I shouldn't have even brought it up.
The weather?
So much snow. So
well,
much snow.
How could we have talked about it? We didn't have all the snow last time.
No. Last week it was just winter. This week we had snowpocalypse.
Yeah.
Which I wish I could take credit for, but I can't. It's a term that's been out there. But it started to snow. We knew in the forecast that it was coming, but it started to snow probably Friday, late afternoon. I was in a meeting, and we were all looking out a window of our meeting room out onto the outside on the runway at the airport. We were just saying, oh, this doesn't look good. So it started Friday, and then we woke up Saturday morning to a lot of snow, and it snowed all day, heavy, nonstop.
Yep.
And into Saturday evening, and into Sunday. It was still snowing
by Sunday morning. No, it had stopped.
Well, and then it still seemed to a little bit. And then it was windy, too, so. And now.
Did you hear how much snow we got altogether?
I think I heard 35 centimeters, so it's like a foot. We got about a foot of snow. We almost beat a record.
Wow.
A lot of snow.
Yeah.
So
well, I know, was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday mid-morning. I was talking to a neighbor, and he figured we'd had 8 inches by then, so.
Yeah, I think
another four after that makes sense.
We got about a foot of snow.
And then again, and then it stopped, and then it snowed again last night.
Yep. So we got up to another, I don't know, inch
or so,
maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's unbelievable. And it wasn't super, super cold. I mean, it was cold enough for it to be snowing, but we had this huge accumulation and no plowing or anything happened. So we had, you know, a little bit of ice, a little bit of cold streets under all this snow. And then the snow just came down and down and down and down and down and accumulated. And I felt like we were in a giant snow globe.
Yeah.
And then it accumulated so much that, you know, people just couldn't get through it. I was stuck working from home. Fortunately, I can access our work network from home. But I was stuck. Couldn't get my little car out. We had to dig it out once as it was.
Well, twice.
Twice,
actually.
I guess.
And then I got stuck tonight trying to take Emily's friend home.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was bad.
But, you know, really, compared to the eastern part of Canada, we've had it good this winter.
Well, and it's
they've
not,
had this like three or four times already.
One of my neighbors, one of our neighbors, I guess, he and I were talking about it as we were digging somebody out and shoveling snow yesterday and said, this is an old winter. Like, these are the kind of winters we used to have. We used to have snow like this, like crazy in this area.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would get a huge dump of snow. So we haven't had a ton of snow in quite a while, actually.
Yeah.
But that's 3.5 minutes talking about snow.
Right.
So let's not do that anymore.
Okay.
So we are now officially into 2011. How's it going for you?
Oh, okay, I guess. I'm glad that I have you around to do shoveling.
Yeah, I've shoveled a whole lot of snow.
And we weren't going to talk about snow anymore, but
yeah,
it's been a big part of our 2011 so far, so.
Snowing.
Other than that, I'm not sick.
No.
I don't have to work as much as I did in December.
That's good.
So,
that's
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
It's been okay so far.
And all of our shows have started to come back. So, you know, Modern Family's back.
Yep.
What else? I'm blanking out.
Human Target.
CSI. Hawaii 5-0, CSI, CSI New York. All these shows are back. Bones isn't back yet. Bones isn't back till the end of January.
Oh.
Somebody else isn't back till the end of January. I can't remember. So anyway, we're going to try and
Big Bang Theory.
Yes, Big Bang Theory is back. We were going to try and get to the Cape, which is NBC's new drama series that started just this past weekend. But we weren't able to get to the premiere is 2 hours, so we will get to that for next week. But
too much time shoveling snow.
That's right. No, I don't know. Yeah. This past weekend was not relaxing. I was shoveling snow or working. You know, when you work, as I did before, with a company that does a lot of towing
and
car things, or a new job where I'm at now where planes are affected by weather.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was kind of
working weekends when it's bad weather.
Kind of on call on Saturday all day, tweeting and
yeah, we were supposed to get together with... oh, it's just such a long story. On Sunday with friends, but we just, by the time we, the van needed to be fixed and the engine light was on. So we had to
take it to a garage in
the
middle
of this. Saturday morning, we had to take it in. We had an appointment. It was the only free day. So even though we could barely get to the stupid garage to drop the thing off, we had to do that. So then, you know, that wasn't too bad. But by Sunday, when we went to pick it up, it was... Kent got stuck like 3 times just trying to get off our street to go pick up the van.
It was brutal.
And it was cold. And then he got stuck again after he dropped me off at the van. And then I just didn't want to go anywhere else.
Connor and Emily were in the back of my little Yaris. And when I got stuck, I just screamed top of my lungs in the car. Ah!
It was like
I was so mad.
A Shrek roar moment.
It was. I was so mad. And they, some people, God bless people helping each other. I've been trying to help push people out and
that's help all, people. Yeah, there's been a lot of our neighbors helping each other getting out of the
snow. And we've all been taking turns kind of working at digging the snow out of the street so that we can actually all park where we need to park and get to and from work and stuff. So we've been bonding together. I said to Michelle, maybe it's time to bite the bullet and spend a couple $100 or $500 or whatever it is next fall and buy a real kick-butt snowblower and just do everybody's sidewalk and the street if it needs it all winter and just do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm so tired of this. But anyway.
And so anyway, some girls came and helped you get unstuck the last time.
Yeah, that last time. And so I was really happy. And I said to Connor and Emily, I'm sorry. I just yelled. I got so mad. And they said, it's okay. Connor said, well, at least you didn't swear, which is, it's true. I said, valid point. That's a valid point.
Yes.
So speaking of Shrek roars, I think we mentioned a while ago that I had finally purchased, well, there's no way to get any of the Shrek movies on Blu-ray until the box set and the final film was released.
Right.
So, and it was it was such a great deal. It's smart for studios to do this when they release the last film in a series, put out a box set right away at a great deal. Mm-hmm. So, got all 4 Shrek movies, of course, wrapping up with Shrek Forever After. Which was fantastic, I think. Yeah,
it was really good. And I'm sort of regretting that we haven't seen the third one yet. We really need to go back and watch that.
I think I've seen part of it, but not all of it. And just a little bit ahead in the show here, we'll cut away to me and Connor talking about Shrek and a few other things. But yeah, I said, to me, the fourth one seems to be better than the third from what I've seen in the third. And he said, yeah, the fourth was really good.
Yeah,
and,
it was well done.
And it was nice that it kind of wrapped the series up and kind of touched on some of the highlights of the other films, too. So it really did feel like the final chapter tying everything together.
Yes, so it was well good. Written. You very enjoyed well done.
You enjoyed it?
I liked it.
I liked it. And I think after it was over, I asked you that. I said, what'd you think of it? And you said, it was good. I liked it. No, I liked it. It was good. And I said, no, that's backwards. That is not an acceptable response.
That must be like the real visceral emotion I get, because that's just what comes out every time.
It was good. I liked it.
I don't think about it. I don't think, oh, this is funny, because I always say this, I'll say it again. It just honestly comes out of my mouth without me even thinking about it.
Well, and she, you're not a big gusher. Well, sometimes you are, I guess. Sometimes you'll gush
about... Oh, you should have heard me gush about Mannequin. Oh, when I saw that in the theater, that's all I could talk about for like a week. And I remember my friend Dallas looking at me like I was some kind of retard because I just thought that movie was the best thing ever.
Okay, first of all, she just didn't just say the word retard. Wow.
Okay, I really was back in the 80s for a minute there.
And she's from a small town, so we'll just let it go. But yeah, and you know, it really does speak volumes of my wife that she was so deeply moved by the film Mannequin.
Yeah, Mannequin. Good love story gets me every time.
Yep. I got nothing. I got nothing for that at all. Yeah, so there you go. It was really, really good. I enjoyed it. And the voice actors were great, just as great as they always were. I found it to be really well written, too. I found it kind of was on the story and the dialogue and stuff was kind of on par with the first one.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that maybe the two sequels in the middle were as good, but it really, and just like Toy Story 3 kind of wrapped up the Toy Story trilogy very nicely.
Yeah.
Tied it, put a bow on it. I think this did the same.
Definitely.
So we also watched Dinner for Schmucks the other night.
That's right, we did. I forgot.
So talk about that. I think you also said that was good. I liked it on that one too, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't remember that. Well, it was really kind of bizarre and weird.
I had to talk you into it.
I just didn't know what it was.
And I explained a little bit, and you were kind of like, oh, okay, I guess.
But, you know, Paul Rudd was amazing in it.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's a very, very good actor.
Yep.
I could do without, what's his name?
Steve Carell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a funny character, though. My favorite.
And he was a touching kind of character, you know, because he was...
Yeah, a little bit. When he didn't take it over the top, which he has a tendency to do.
Yeah.
Like, when he's just being the pathetic, sad character, that's fine.
Yeah.
But then he goes and off on this weird, random
I think he said you had the feeling there was probably a lot of improv in it, and I'm sure there was.
And that's kind of when it just, I don't know, goes off the rails briefly. I mean, luckily, it usually comes back. But, yeah, it was overall, it was certainly entertaining and not entirely predictable, although mostly.
Well, I found it a lot more predictable than you did, I think. And that's
maybe
just 'cause
the whole girlfriend thing.
Yeah.
That I knew that part, but what made it unpredictable was Steve Carell's dialogue, and he would just say something so out of left field it had absolutely nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
And that was not predictable.
No. No. Yeah, it was good overall. What are some other things that we want to see that we haven't yet? We still haven't seen Tangled. I'm not sure why.
No.
Just again, busy holiday season, I think, and then bad weather trying to get around to things.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things? Oh, interesting news just announced, I guess, late last week at CES, Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. They announced that Star Wars is finally coming to Blu-ray in September.
Yes, so, and we are all rejoicing.
Well, some of us are.
Woohoo, baby!
You couldn't care less, but the kids and I are all excited. And some of my friends.
No, it's just that... I don't know. Star Wars has been released in so many times.
Yep.
Ooh, now it's coming out on Laserdisc. Yay! Let's all be excited forever and ever. Yep. Amen.
VHS. Oh,
okay,
beta.
Yay. So I just, you know, you can only get excited so many times. It's still
right.
The same movie.
It's
not any different than it was when we watched it on the other 17 formats. So.
Well, there'll be different stuff. Different stuff and, yeah. I'm not going to have this discussion with you.
I'm glad you're excited.
Yeah. No, I'm not. But I'm not giddy about it. It's just, it's great. I mean, I love those. I especially love the original trilogy, and it'll be great to see them in great high-def quality. It will be great. Beautiful colors and shiny pictures. Happy sounds.
Oh, speaking of colorful pictures and...
Happy sounds.
Emily just got some new glasses.
Yes.
With her new prescription. Which she badly needed.
Not that we're making any money by doing this or anyone will even listen or care, but we heard of a company called Zenni Optical. Z-E-N-N-I, or Z if you prefer. Z-E-N-N-I-O-P-T-I-C-A-L.com. ZenniOptical.com.
If you are tired of being ripped off by glassware providers everywhere.
Okay, I just said we're not making any money on this.
Check out this site.
So we got Emily's prescription. We went to this website. Michelle works with a girl who absolutely raves about this website and has bought numerous pairs of glasses there.
Yes.
So we went to this site and we thought, oh, whatever. So we enter and we're looking at the stuff. And I think shipped to us $35. And these are not like cardboard frames. These are nice, high-end acrylic frames.
Acrylic, rectangle shape. For kids, if
substantial
you,
frames.
Like, seriously, I don't know what it's like anywhere else in the world, but here in Edmonton, those anywhere in Alberta that I know of,
expensive.
Those glasses would have cost us $300.
Probably.
Easily.
Probably. Once all is said and done, and you have the lenses put in, and...
And Kent also got them with the glare protection, and, scratch protection.
And clip-ons.
And clip-on sunglasses.
Clip-on sunglasses. So Emily is
and
just
and they were delivered to our door within a week.
We ordered them online on their website on Monday, and they showed up on Friday.
Yeah.
So that means, and in the email confirmation we got, it said 2 weeks. So they took our order, processed it in a day, then essentially there was 3 days in between, and then ping bong, it showed up.
Yeah. And the shipping alone was $10. And I bet we could have ordered 3 or 4 pairs for that amount of shipping.
Probably.
And so, you know, you really, but anyway.
Anyway.
On another note quickly.
Yes.
My brother was in a bad car accident, but and he's
fine.
You
say that with a laugh.
He's okay.
He's fine.
But the funny part is that he'd been grocery shopping and he got knocked out in the accident, which is the bad part. The funny part is that he woke up covered in yogurt.
Yes.
And that kind of makes me chuckle.
I still haven't, I was going to send him a little Facebook note saying, wow, I hear that crash was really bad. It scared the yogurt right out of you. But
yeah.
Wow.
Hopefully, I mean, I have.
Well, you said he woke up and kind of went, uh-oh.
Yeah,
didn't he, like,
well,
his guts had all come out of him?
A little worried at first, yeah.
What is all of this wet stuff that smells like berries?
But he was hit by, like, a half-ton truck.
Wow. Driver's side, by the way.
Right on the driver's side door.
Guy just ran a stop sign, bang.
And then he took out a city bus as well, so.
Nice.
It was quite the thing. But anyway, the fact that he kind of woke up covered in yogurt, I found that a little amusing, I have to admit. As much as I was worried about him, and I'm glad he's okay.
You know, another thing that's been a challenge for me is I am still waiting to see Inception. Have
Talk
I had
to your brother.
I know. My oldest brother, Tim, keeps saying, I want to see it with you. And he's seen it, but he
oh,
wants
really?
Me, yeah, but he wants to see it with me. So he's going, no, wait, wait, wait. And I said, okay, I'm running out of time. You know, I've just got to see this movie. And he said, no, 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 wait, wait. And so he said, maybe one night. And we couldn't because of the weather. Then maybe one night this week, he said. But weeknights are brutal for us. There's no way. So he said, well, could you just. And I said, okay, I'll wait a little longer.
I think on Saturday you need to go over to his house and have a little guy's little bachelor party.
Or he could just come over here. I'm not a bachelor. But he should, no, I think he needs to come over here to the 100-inch
Well, man, except that you can
cave.
Probably watch it over there easier without being disturbed, without...
I'm disturbed no matter where I am.
I suppose. We're really jumping from topic to topic here, but that's
this
okay.
This is the fruit fly edition of View from the
Are
Couch.
We doing any entertainment news today?
Well, I don't know. Not necessarily. I might just, not officially maybe, but... are there any movies that you've heard of that you're looking forward to in the new year? You're not plugged in, are
I'm
you?
I'm really not. And the problem is because we don't watch TV, I never see any commercials.
Any trailers.
So, yeah. It's hard to... Oops, sorry, I keep banging the...
Well, I know you're...
And the only movies we ever go see are kids' movies.
Yeah.
And so the only trailers I ever see are kids' trailers.
That's the hard part is...
So I know nothing.
Any grown-up people movies we're going to see... We don't usually get a sitter and go out... I don't know, maybe we need to try Netflix or something like that. But we don't usually go out to a movie on a date.
No.
So we wait till something comes out on video and watch it then.
Yeah.
Or we just don't see it.
Yeah.
And I think...
I don't even know what I'm missing because I don't even know what's out there.
Well, in the last, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 Academy Awards, we've watched them or read the nominees and kind of gone... Haven't seen it, haven't seen it, haven't seen it. Would like to have seen it, haven't seen it. Saw that one, didn't love it. Saw that one, didn't love it.
Well, and a bigger issue than that is that the movies that I always have enjoyed going to see are never on the Academy Awards anyway.
Right.
They might be nominated for costume or sound or something. But the movies that are usually nominated for all the big awards are these obscure, weird, bizarre movies that most people haven't actually ever gone to see.
Like Lord of the Rings.
Or might not have even come to a theater.
Like Lord of the Rings, for example. Well, those were Titanic. Or
those were the exception.
Unforgiven.
Those were the exception. Anyway.
Spartacus.
I can remember as a teenager, or in my college days, we'd go to a movie like twice a week, easy. And yeah. I can remember there being nothing left in the theater we hadn't seen.
Wow.
And so we were just, there was nothing to, couldn't go see a movie because we'd seen them all already.
You know, I was looking online actually the last week or so and have been looking at some summary. I'll point you to some of this stuff and you can kind of filter through and see if there's, make notes of stuff you might like to see. But there are a lot of movies coming out in 2011. And
oh, I know all the superhero ones.
No, but
there's,
you know,
Green Lantern and Green Hornet and Green
Giant
Super and Slime Guy. And
okay, that's just made up. That's just silly.
But unfortunately, those are the only ones. I don't know about any girl movies that are coming out.
Girl movies. Most movies have girls in them nowadays. Women can vote now, too, you know?
Right.
Well, yeah, so that's
like
what I'll do.
Time is up.
That's
oh,
what I'll
quite.
Do is I'll point you. I'll point you to some of this stuff. There's a lot of interesting stuff coming out. Oh, here's a side one. Sounds like Mark Wahlberg is going to be Nathan Drake in the Uncharted movie.
Oh,
which, you know, and I didn't even picture that one, but sure, that's okay.
Hmm.
But too bad because Nathan Fillion
could use the leg up.
Is that character in my mind? So, you know, it's too bad.
It's kind of weird.
But, well, you know, no knocking Nathan, but Mark Wahlberg, Nathan Fillion, there's a fairly big difference there.
Yeah. But it could have turned him into a name like
true.
Wahlberg.
True.
If he'd that's had true. The chance.
If he'd had the chance, but that's what Hollywood is all about. If I'd only had the chance.
Yeah. Any word if he was even offered it?
Nathan, I haven't heard, aside from fans, and I think even he said he would be interested, I read at one point, you know, aside from that, no, I don't think there was ever even a discussion with him, which is too bad.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Connor, we talked a little bit earlier, Emily and Connor have been desperately trying to see the
Chipmunk movies.
So we finally caved and bought them the first one for Christmas, and then Grandma and Grandpa got them the second one.
Yeah.
So let's. I'm always getting stuffed up. I think I'm allergic to you or your swishy vest. I gotta
Maybe
clear
you
my
are.
Nasal passages. So sorry about that, folks. So let's go over to that. Connor and I talking about the two Chipmunks movies and his impression of Shrek. Forever After as well. Here we go. So welcome, Connor. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
So we mentioned last week that you and Emily, over the holidays, you got two Christmas presents. One was...
I don't remember.
Oh, it was a video that you watched.
Oh, yeah.
About rodents.
Oh, yes. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Okay, you got the first one from Mommy and Me.
Yep.
Right? And you got that on Christmas Day, and you guys watched it almost right away, didn't you?
Yep, almost.
So you've been wanting to watch this for quite a while. Why have you been wanting to watch it?
It's just, the first one is really quite exciting, and we didn't get to finish it. We watched it at our friend's house, but we didn't get to finish it because it was sort of a crappy TV, so...
Oh, sort of a crappy TV. So you were wanting to... You saw a little bit of it a while ago and you wanted to see the rest.
Yes.
So you asked for it for Christmas.
Yes.
And so you got it and you watched it. And were you... So you finally saw the whole thing. What did you think of it?
Oh, it was awesome.
Was it awesome?
Yeah.
How awesome was it? No. Let's talk about the story a bit. So for adults that are out there, it's Alvin and the Chipmunks. They would know a little bit about that. But for kids, this is... The Chipmunks are animated...
Yes.
And
everything else is just...
Normal. Real life.
Real
right?
life.
So it's animated characters in a real life setting.
Yeah. So pretty much the whole thing is about these chipmunks. And in the beginning sequence, they are all in a tree and they are singing...
In their natural habitat.
Yes. If You Had a Bad Day, I'm pretty sure it's called.
Okay.
If you had a bad day, you take
me. Okay, blah, 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 yakety yak.
Yeah.
So, did it make you laugh?
Oh, yeah, at some parts.
Was there some silly stuff in it?
Yes.
Yeah. Did it seem too young for you, or did you found it okay? It wasn't too little kiddish for you?
It's about teenager stage.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know too many teenagers really who are watching Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Not really teenager, but...
Older kids like you guys.
Older kids.
Okay, cool. So it was funny. And then from Grandma and Grandpa, you guys got...
The sequel.
Which is called the Alvin and Chipmunks, the...
The Squeakquel.
Squeakquel, which is very creative. Yeah. So, how does it pick off where the first movie left off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Who is your favorite character in the two movies?
I like Alvin, but he's a bit of a show off.
Is he?
Like Simon.
Likes the spotlight? A bit like you, maybe?
Yeah.
Does he like the spotlight as much as you do?
Sort of.
Now Connor's embarrassed.
I'm already red from gym at school.
That's right. Connor's all heated up from gym. So how,
Well, I wanted to tell everyone about this, stuffy that I got today.
What?
It's a little interesting because he doesn't have an eyeball and there's a worn spot on his chin.
Okay, we're off the beaten track with view from the couch, folks. Connor got a new stuffed animal today at school. Now, how does this work?
Pick
it out of a bin?
Yeah, there's a bin with stuff, and he was the only stuffy left.
Okay.
So
he's blind in one eye. Well, actually, he had no eye.
He has no... I think...
He's missing an eye.
You get them with no tags.
Oh.
Which sucks. And also, I think they're probably used.
Oh.
Yes.
So what's the story then? They just, they have a bin, and so how does it work? If you're a good kid?
If you're good at spelling, if you get 5 stickers.
Yep.
You have to do, all the spelling words besides the 3 challenge words.
Okay.
You get a sticker, and also when you finish a color on the reading rainbow.
Oh, crazy. Okay, I want to talk to you about something else. Just before Christmas time, Shrek, the complete series, came out on Blu-ray, finally.
Yes.
And so we didn't get a chance to see Shrek, what's it called? The Final Chapter?
Yes.
No, is that what it's called?
Yes. Shrek, I'm pretty sure.
Happily Ever, no. Forever After? What's it called? I can't even remember.
Should I get it?
Sure, go get it.
Okay.
So we hadn't had a chance to see the final Shrek film in the theater, so we were all kind of looking forward to on the shelf. So the final movie in the Shrek series is called
Shrek Forever After. It also says the final chapter.
Okay, so, the final chapter. So we don't want to give too much away in case people haven't seen it. Probably lots of people have seen it, but. A really good movie in the Shrek series.
Yes.
It's neat because it goes back and touches on some of the highlights of the series, events that happened throughout the other films.
Could I just give them a little hint?
Just a teeny bit.
So, Shrek meets. Meets Rumpelstiltskin, and
right.
He signs a contract. Contract with him.
Okay, don't say anymore. Signs a contract. Because Shrek is unhappy.
Yeah.
So he meets Rumpelstiltskin, and Rumpelstiltskin says, I can help you if you sign this contract.
Yes.
And so everything gets messed up.
It goes a little loopy.
Everything goes a little loopy. That's right, Connor says. Animation is fantastic in it. The voice actors are great. You know, it just very, very enjoyable and wraps up. I think it wrapped up the series quite nicely, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would say so.
There's a lot of funny moments in it. I think Shrek Forever After is better than the third movie, I would say.
Yes.
I don't think I've still seen all of the third one, but it wasn't my favorite. So a little bit like Toy Story kind of puts a bow, Toy Story 3 ties a bow on the Toy Story series, Shrek Forever After does a really good job of wrapping up Shrek. And it's actually sad by the end of the film that he's gone. We're not going to see him again. So mind you, if DreamWorks suddenly goes, wow, we made an awful lot of money off this movie, let's make another one. Surprise! But let's hope they don't do that.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
So
Bye, Shrek.
Yeah, so there you go. Au revoir to Shrek, and a great series. And if you have Blu-ray capability, certainly go out and pick up the Shrek series on Blu-ray. It's absolutely awesome, and it's nice to finally have all of these great animated films on Blu-ray. Okay, now that we've talked about those movies a little bit, if out of 10, what would you give the first Alvin and the Chipmunks movie?
I would say it's not bad, yep. So I would say it's about a 9.
A 9?
Yes.
A 9 out of 10?
Yes.
When you have 10 numbers to work with, this is a movie that you're saying is not bad is a 9.
Yes.
See, to me, not bad is a 6. No?
No.
Okay, it's a 9. So you can go from not bad at a 9 to awesomest movie ever at a 10. You're not giving yourself a lot of room to work with there, dude.
Well, it's very good.
It's very good.
That's about what
I'm out of a 10, still a 9. Is it?
Yes. Completely good is 9.
Okay. So, good grief. Okay. So, the sequel. Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel. Out of 10.
10.
It's a 10. So, best movie ever. Is it 10?
Yes.
So, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel is one of the best movies you will ever see.
Yes.
Better than The Godfather. Better than Citizen Kane.
What, and
better
what?
Than On the Waterfront.
What the?
Better than The Smurfs and the Magic Flute.
What?
Okay, never mind. Shrek, the Forever After. Shrek Forever After is a, out of 10.
10.
10. Excellent. So we go from, the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies at 9. Both, are they both 9s?
No.
No.
The second one was 10.
Second one was a 10.
Yes.
Right. And Shrek Forever After is also a 10.
Yes.
There you have it, folks. A 9 and 2 10s from Connor. There's quite a range as far as his father is concerned in those films, but apparently not to Connor. He's a glass is half full kind of dude. So thanks, Connor, and thanks for chatting with us about Alvin and the Chipmunks, Alvin and the Chipmunks the Squeakquel, and Shrek Forever After.
See ya!
Catch you later! So there you have it. There's Connor talking about those movies. He's a funny dude.
And Emily was not involved in the discussion.
No, Emily was not involved at all. She had a play date today and was not available. She was MIA. That's happened a couple of times now, but
yeah, she's a busy girl.
So as you could hear from that interview with Connor, he is definitely a glass half full kind of a dude, and that clearly comes across. So
yes, it does.
I think he gets that from his dad. I mean, from his mom. So everybody, have a great week. Stay warm if you're in a place where it's cold, and curses on you if you're in a place like Hawaii.
No kidding.
Something like that.
May the fleas infest you.
Actually, let me. I'm just popping up a web search that I'm that I saw. Something popped up when I was working from home today. Alberta Motor Association. Well, it's a Sunwing travel package to Puerto Vallarta, Costa Club Punta Arena, 3-star, 7 days. Leaves Monday, January 17th, $385, all-inclusive.
For how long? A week?
For a week.
That's a pretty good deal.
Pack your bags. No, I wish. See, I don't really have the holidays, but man, that would be hard. That is hard to turn down, because four of us, we could afford that probably. I don't know.
Well, maybe next year.
Maybe next year. So everybody have a great week, and we'll be less fruit fly-ish. We're actually talking about kind of planning out our at least the next few months anyway, so that we have a flow to the show. So take care, enjoy your weekend, and we will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to View from the Couch, a DVD Verdict podcast. View from the Couch is available exclusively on DVDverdict.com. Watch for new episodes every week. Thanks for your continued support. Kent and Michelle appreciate it. Be sure to visit DVDverdict.com for the latest in DVD and theatrical release reviews, DVD release information, talent interviews, event coverage, and much, much more.